This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine, and I'm Dani D, here with Dr. Sindhu Addison. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's also that time of year again, flu season. So we're talking all things flu shots and debunking those myths. So how does the flu shot work and who should get the vaccine?
Yeah, the flu shot works mainly by introducing small, very harmless fragments of the flu virus into your body. This stimulates your immune system to produce antibodies that can fight off the actual flu virus if you are exposed to it later. The vaccine is recommended for folks age 6 months and older, particularly those who are high risk for complications from the flu, such as young children, pregnant women, elderly, and people with chronic health conditions.
And Dr. Addison, to be honest, I'm sure you know this already, but a lot of us don't like to get the flu shot. But why is it so important to get vaccinated every year?
Yeah, so getting vaccinated every year is important because the flu virus is constantly changing. Each year, new strains of the virus emerge, and the vaccine is updated to include these strains. By receiving the vaccine annually, you ensure that your body is protected against the most prevalent strains of the flu virus for that particular season.
So let's go ahead and debunk those myths, Dr. Addison. It's important to separate fact from fiction. So can you give us a few common flu shot myths that listeners may want to know?
So let's debunk some of these common myths. So one of the common myths is that the flu shot can give you the flu. Fact, the flu shot is made from inactivated flu viruses, so it cannot cause the flu. It's common to experience some mild side effects like a sore arm or low-grade fever, but these are not symptoms of the flu itself. Another common myth is the flu shot is not necessarily if you rarely get sick. But the fact is, even if you rarely get sick, it's important to get vaccinated because the flu can affect anyone. And that vaccination helps protect not only yourself, but people around you who may be vulnerable to severe illness. Another common myth that we see is flu shots are only for people of certain age groups. But the fact is, flu vaccine is recommended for anyone 6 months or older, not just specific age groups. But it is crucial for those at higher risk of complications, as we mentioned earlier.
So much useful information today, and this is Voices of Better Medicine supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Dani D here with Dr. Sindhu Addison, and we're just touching on flu shots and debunking those myths. So Dr. Addison, what are my flu vaccine options?
Yeah, so there are several different flu vaccine options available, including the standard flu shots, high dose shots for individuals age 65 and older, and a nasal spray vaccine. Generally, your healthcare provider can determine which option is most suitable for you.
And that's definitely good to know. So Dr. Addison, it's holiday season, meaning we're going to be around friends, family, doing all that holiday shopping. So how can we protect ourselves from getting the flu?
Yes. In addition to getting vaccinated, there are other ways to protect yourself from the flu. Mainly, you want to consider just really wash your hands frequently with soap or water or use hand sanitizer. You want to avoid any close contact with sick individuals. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your elbow when coughing or sneezing. And then make sure to clean or disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces.
Very important. And, you know, you would think that these things are common practices, but sometimes we have to remind each other, right? So, Dr. Addison, with it being flu season, what is a key takeaway that we should know about the flu and vaccines?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is we'd encourage folks to get vaccinated, mainly to protect those around you and yourself to prevent any severe progression of the flu. And that prevention is key and really the main thing we want to focus on at this time.
Dr. Addison, thank you again. And this is Dani D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. Today, we touched on debunking those myths about flu shots and flu season, how the flu shot works and who should get the vaccine and what's the importance of getting vaccinated every year as we are in flu season. And it's also important to separate fact from fiction. And Dr. Addison gave us a few common flu shot myths that we've heard time and time again, and also our flu vaccine options and what we can do to protect ourselves from the flu. So next time, we'll touch on an overview of the flu or influenza and the cause with Dr. Addison. Again, this is Dani D with Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine.
This was Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. To learn more, go to nm.org.